It's Sunday, it's the 27th of November. My name is Perry. This is my audio boo on Napod Pomo, day 27. Hello, boo buddies. Today's boo was going to be a summary of the fantastic weekend which started on Friday with the purchase of my new iMac and then going off to a concert where I saw one of my heroes come on the stage to pay homage to another one of my heroes. Followed by a wonderful day yesterday at the party. And then followed by just a day of rest doing today. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm a little bit numb. Sometime this morning, my mother received a text message to say that a football player called Gary Speed had been found dead this morning at the age of 42. It transpires that it appears that he's hung himself, so he obviously committed suicide. He's left behind a wife and two children. Gary Speed never played for Chelsea, didn't play for England, he was Welsh. So he's never played for any team that I've ever supported. But why do I feel numb? Well, he's a human being. He's only in his 40s. He's obviously got, you know, stress, and to take your own life is the ultimate in stress and depression. Yeah. He's left behind a wife and two children. You know, they've got to pick the pieces up. Never an easy time to do it. Less than a month before Christmas. Doubly difficult. He was a nice man by all accounts. Never met him. Never stood outside a dressing room or stadium waiting for him to come out to get an autograph. But in the same token, I've been to many matches where he's played on as an opposing player, and not once have I ever thought, oh, he's a nasty piece of work, or oh, I don't like him, he's puts, you know, leaves his boot in, or he argues with the referee, or anything. No, you know, he was one of these players that I think it doesn't matter what side he played for, every football fan had respect for. Yeah, talented player, fantastic player. Up till he retired 3 or 4 years ago, was the one of only two players to have scored in every season of the Premier League. Ryan Giggs being the other one who's still playing a bit part role at Manchester United. So yeah, I will tomorrow. I'm gonna, you know, I will talk about the iMac and the party and stuff, but I don't feel that is necessarily appropriate today. I've just literally turned off the TV watching Match of the Day 2, and obviously you can imagine they've done quite a big tribute on him, and yeah, it brings it home. You know, if a player, a former player who obviously earned a lot of money in his career, currently the Wales national team manager, and was doing a good job actually, so I wouldn't have thought that he probably has to sort of say a prayer when he puts his debit card into the cash machine that he's actually going to get some cash out, and they're not just going to say thank you, we'll keep the card. So I wouldn't have thought that money was the motive for his depression. So yeah, I don't know what it is, and it's just, it hits home that if somebody in a, you know, a public life and can get depressed, and depressed enough to tie a rope around your neck and jump off something, I mean, I don't know what, but then, yeah, I think it actually finally proves that depression is a serious illness, and I don't think people necessarily take it seriously. You know, if someone says they've got depression, I think a lot of people say, well, pull yourself together, get over it, come on. Not necessarily easy, and yeah, and I can talk from personal experience with that. It's not an easy thing to get out of. Yeah. Anyway, I've said enough on this. It's quite a sad end to what has been a fantastic weekend, which I will be about tomorrow. But yeah. Anyway, sorry for putting a downer. And if anyone still listens to this boo, hopefully the next boo that comes on the iPhone is is a little bit more upbeat than this one. Take care for now. All the best. Bye for now.